Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Senator Lindsey Graham had some especially strong words for China if it decides to provide lethal weapons to Russia in its war against Ukraine.
As the war approaches the one-year mark, the South Carolina Republican says to China,
"If you jump on the Putin train now, you're dumber than dirt. It would be like buying a ticket on the Titanic after you saw the movie. Don't do this."
On ABC, Senator Graham also spoke about what the U.S. should do as the war continues.
Make Russia a state sponsor of terrorism under U.S. law, which would make it harder for China to give weapons to Russia. And we need to start training Ukrainian pilots on the F-16 now.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A response to that from Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CBS's Face the Nation.
We've been very clear that we shouldn't fixate or focus on any particular weapon system, because it's not just the weapon system. You've got to make sure that the Ukrainians are trained to use it.
In Turkey, crews continue to work around the clock, but most now understand that they won't find any more survivors from the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in Turkey.
It's now 13 days since the earthquake. The prayers in Hatay province are no longer for survivors. Instead, relatives are hoping rescuers will find a body for them to bury.
More than 40,000 people are confirmed dead from the quakes in Turkey and Syria. After the shootings that killed three students and hospitalized five last week, classes will resume at Michigan State University tomorrow. Thomas Yeitsko is MSU's interim provost and executive vice president for academic affairs.
For extenuating circumstances where students really struggle and they are not able to make it, we have advisors ready to work with them. Similarly, for extending circumstances for faculty, we make sure that they can work with their department chairs or school directors, as well as their deans, in support of finding what they need.
Facebook and Instagram are going to offer a subscription service that will allow users to verify their accounts. CNET's Ian Shore with reaction.
Subscriptions have become all the rage of Silicon Valley. What's important for Facebook is making sure people feel like this is a valuable thing to pay for, while also not alienating the people who are using its service for free. Meta makes most of its revenue from advertising, but that business has been inconsistent and hurt over the last couple of years. Having a group of people who are willing to pay a regular monthly fee for a subscription potentially gives Meta more stability.
The service will cost between $12 and $15 a month. LA police are treating the shooting death of an auxiliary Catholic bishop yesterday afternoon as a homicide. David O'Connell was killed at his home in Hacienda Heights. He was a priest, later a bishop in the city for 45 years. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nothing to pull me through. And I've been jumping through these same damn hoops for days. It's no wonder my heart has been singing the blues. And I ain't don't need no one to save me. No, another. Ain't no words of wisdom to help me now.
Cloud.
I'm turning cold and I've lost all hope. Maybe I just need time and so I'll be fine. Oh, but the devil always tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. And there's people always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. And it's no wonder your heart has been singing the blues. My head down. Would you turn around? I won't be here tomorrow. You don't need me weighing you down. You don't need to hear that out loud. Would you hold me now? Would you hold me now? I feel your shadow. Have we broken down? Would you turn around? I won't be here tomorrow. You don't need me when you're down. You don't. you don't need me. You don't need me. It hurts to hear that out.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new music from Eddie Berth from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A double dip of Eddie Berth there. That was Shadow. The first song was called Blues Beat. Now, Eddie Berth sent us some music at maxincradio.com.
You know how that happened, Jimmy?
Well, hold on. The album is titled The Traveling Tin Sandwich. And it's actually being released on February 24th. It's going to be available all over the streaming networks, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, etc. How did it happen, Rocker?
He got a hold of me. He wanted to play Atwood Fest. So I said, you know, wow, you're a local artist here in Wisconsin. Send us your music, too. So I heard about him through Atwood Fest booking.
Nice. I love the harmonica, man.
He's really good.
Yeah, he is. And I love his voice, too. We'll have to get him on the air here for a little chat and see what's what makes him tick, you know.
We're actually in the middle of scheduling him in the Devil's Lair, Jimmy.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that weird how that stuff happens?
It's crazy, man. Look at us. We're showing our poker hand tonight. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. She's got the sniffles. Get well, Terry. Gosh darn it. Hate those sniffles. Thanks to Rob and Emily from Weikert Realty Lake Point for coming in. Really great to meet those guys, and I appreciate all they do to support the Atwood Avenue area, Rocker. If someone wanted you as a realtor, how do they do that?
They could just go to Weikert-LakePoint.com, you know, or just send me an email, rocker@rockerrealty.com. And, of course, I'm R-O-K-K-E-R. I'm pretty easy to find, Jimmy.
How would you, I mean, if you're going to sell or buy a house and if you need someone on your side, Rocker is like the perfect candidate. He's a rock and roll star. He has vodka and whiskey.
They make great sales gifts.
He can judge your neighbor like, oh, you don't want to live in that. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, geez, Jimmy.
I'm not saying that.
But we'll certainly represent you, and I love negotiating for people. That's one of my favorite parts.
You're very good at it. Something else you're very good at is telling us what's coming up in the next hours here on Max Inc. Radio.
Jimmy, we have Catherine Capolero. She's from VO5 and Loving Cup, which is a Rolling Stones tribute right here in Madison. She's going to be talking about Catherine's art, her paintings, and the showing that's coming up at Weikert Realty. Fall to Rise, Betty Rise, we're going to be interviewing her from the Red Rooster. They're playing there live tonight. And Devil's Lair, Paul Flipowitz, he's got a new album, and he's going to be playing live music right here for us in the Devil's Lair. Acoustic, Jimmy, you never get to see Paul acoustic, I'll tell you that. And then Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K and Rocker, 10 p.m. We're reunited in heaviness once again. And we have an interview with Eric LaBrosse of The Heroes Lie and Cherry Pit Studios, plus Essential Last Crack.
All right, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PART. If you want to call us up, say hello, make a musical suggestion. We got some Sam Ness on the way. He's touring Europe right now. Maggie Shea is on the way. Jordan Story right now. Heavy looks. This is Gaslight on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You say I have nothing holding me back. It's damn time I realize.
Jackie Ernst enjoying life out in Arizona, where she moved. This guy is touring Europe right now, Sam Ness. His song is called Press On from City Lights and Smoke on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I had a dream long ago in the desert shadowed lands. There I was told upon the mountain was everything I see. And the roads were there, but the path was up to me. My trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. Tomorrow I'll press on. I'll press on. I'll press on. I keep that dream on a string around my neck. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold. I wish I'd seen it from the start. Trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. Time when I know I have seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go.
Inc. Radio, we are local music. Got Catherine Capilaro coming in from VO5 in just a few minutes. Right now, the brand new one from Jordan Story, We Got High, on Max Inc. Radio.
We got high.
Brand new one from Jordan Story. We Got High, 2022 single there from Jordan Story on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery. They have live music and awesome food. Check out the menu and the whole calendar at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells CBS's Face the Nation he hopes Ukraine can reverse any gains Russia has made in the year since it invaded.
In the months ahead, we fully anticipate that Ukraine will engage in its own counteroffensive, and what's vitally important is that they have what they need for that counteroffensive and to take back more of the land that was seized by Russia by force.
International volunteers in Turkey say they're motivated to help the country recover from earthquakes because Turkey helped them.
And I'm Korean-American, so I know these Turkish people helped Korean when we were having difficulties during the war. So I asked my friend, can we help Turkey? I think it's time to pay them back.
Michigan State University is resuming classes tomorrow after three students were shot and killed a week ago. Interim Provost Thomas Yitzko.
We have decided that we will return to campus, both in terms of the classroom setting as well as the regular work, come tomorrow.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Kat Capilaro from VO5. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Wisconsin is chilly and the snow is deep. In the winter we like to get a whole lot of sleep. But hold on, wait, what's knocking at the gate? Something is rotten in the Badger State.
Wisconsin, Wisconsin, W-I-N.
To the city.
Oh, and this time we're taking a stand. Fight to the end, Wisconsin.
Scott Walker was elected by just 5 points. Now he's got the whole state at knife point. Workers' rights on the chopping block. The people say,
don't turn back the clock.
The Koch brothers, they want to own us. Those state utilities into the bonus. Scott Walker is bought and paid. This is how monopolies are made.
Tell about it, Wisconsin, Wisconsin, W-I-N.
To the city.
Oh, and this time we're taking a stand. Never giving in, Wisconsin.
Sound off the cities.
Waka, Conowak, Waka, Shawatoma, Wanakina, Namani, Mazo, and Manona, Ashkash, Wanako, Medic, Wakanosha, Managua, Wapaka, Piwaki, Wawatosa, Wanawaka, Conowak, Waka, Shawatoma, Wanakina, Namani, Mazo, and Manona, Ashkash, Wanako, Medic, Wakanosha, Managua, Wapaka, Piwaki, Wawatosa.
No one's paying us, we're not busted. We just want a government we can't trust in. Unions make Wisconsin better. This revolution is fueled by cheddar. Titan Bob the Father fought for all our rights. He'd be proud as hell that we're seeing the light. When Walker tried to pass his poisonous bill, 14 Democrats took to the hill.
Wisconsin!
We'll bring the Green Bay Pack down. Push us around, you're gonna get a smackdown. You think that we are just gonna lay down and die? Screw us and we multiply.
Tunisia and Egypt.
Libya, Yemen, Bahrain.
Ohio, Indiana.
It's got to change. Tyrants around the world can take a hike. This is what democracy looks like.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's VO5 right there. And the Cheddar Revolution from the Songs of Uprising. That was released back in 2011 during the Uprising. It's kind of like the start of everything from the... I don't know what I'm trying to say here, Rocker. Help me out, brother. let me say this. If you want to check out the show again, there's a replay tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 p.m. You can hear the whole thing in case you're tuning in late. Plus, you can get the archives at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. radio page, Rocker.
Jimmy, our next guest is one of the founders of local tribute supergroups, VO5 and Loving Cup. Of course, VO5 tributes 70s disco, and Loving Cup is a Rolling Stones tribute, but vocalist, bandleader, and trumpeter Cat Capilano has started a new career in art, painting. This week, Cat's art will be featured at the Weichert Realty Lake Point Open House and Art Show on February 23rd. And here to tell us about art, disco, and stones this summer is Cat Capilaro from VO5 and Loving Cup. Cat, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay, Cat.
Yay, thank you, Rocker and Jimmy. It's great to be here.
I love the hat. In conjunction with the hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's a shame this is radio, because that would have been a beautiful picture.
Just picture a big, white, fluffy mushroom.
I mean, if it had legs, Jimmy would be asking it if it wanted a belly rub.
Right.
I know. I know.
I'm that way, you know.
Kat, let's talk music. VO5 brings out people by the thousands to disco dance in the streets at local music festivals, and the band is filled with local music scenesters. Tell us a little bit about VO5, and how did you bring disco back to life?
Well, bringing disco back to life was waiting to happen. I think that we just were in the right place at the right time with people who were really dedicated to just filling dance floors in Madison. So my lovely husband, Andrew Roan, always wanted to have a dance band. We had a band called the Merkins back in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. We did like funk and bluegrass. And my favorite things were always when we would do Dancing Queen and also just fill the dance floor with, you know, our kooky songs. So we, you know, we just kept looking around and playing with different people. And we did a lot of musical theater. We did a lot of other kinds of projects. And then... finally, Cherry Pop Burlesque was a burlesque troupe. I was a part of that. Andrew came in. Gail Campbell came in to drum for it. Finally, we had the right mix of people that were going to make the disco explosion happen. And
I like that. The disco explosion.
Exactly.
The invasion.
Yeah.
It has to be just powerful, though, to be on stage. You know, y'all are like a 7 or 9 piece band playing the disco, but with thousands, like at Atwood Fest, for example.
The energy.
The energy off the crowd just has to be amazing for VO5. Mm.
It is the closest that I have to a religious experience. I mean, it's like people are so happy when they're in their bodies, when they are loving each other, loving themselves, moving around however they feel like it. It's just, you know, it's like the epitome of what this community does and can do when everybody's on the same page. And also the antidote to all the negativity and crap that's out there. It's like, we are here to dance and make music and appreciate each other. And it's a beautiful thing. I believe in it.
It's one of my favorite nights of the year, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
More recently, you've created the Rolling Stones tribute band, Loving Cup, with a different cast of characters. Tell us about your cup of love and what it's like to dance like Jagger
on stage. Oh, my goodness. Well, my cup runneth over. Our cup runneth over. last night, we were at the Red Rooster, and I'm still crowing about that one because that's a lovely little club, and
that place is awesome.
Our first time being there. So Loving Cup is my husband Andrew Rohn and Dr. Schrapp on saxophone, who's also with VO5, and then Joey Zarda and Jonathan Zaroff and Aaron Schultz. It's, you know, it's kind of a super group. We had Tony Castaneda on stage with us last night. And so we just love the Stones. And I'll just speak personally, VO5 brings me all sorts of joy on all sorts of levels. But getting to be Mick Jagger brings out a whole nother nasty, wonderful side of me that I get to express. And Andrew and I share the Jagger duties. So this is not, you know, this is the kind of thing where our marriage would be in peril if either one of us was Jagger. To keep the universe all in balance, we both have to, we kind of pick who's best for which song and, you know, and figure that out pretty organically. And we back each other up really nicely, too. We're great harmonizers. And the whole band is just all about not note-perfect recreations, but, like, really getting the precision and the spirit of the Stones into it. I mean, I'm never gonna sound exactly like Mick Jagger. I don't want to, but I want to bring that raw energy to it. And I feel like we're really doing that. And it's also a really joyful thing to do. We try to bring out a lot of deeper tracks and make sure that people are experiencing the Stones, not just the radio hits, but the, you know, those blues tracks and those country tunes and the stuff that people don't hear anymore because they're not listening to albums.
The Stones are definitely known for their B-sides. What's your favorite Stone song that you sing?
That I sing?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think, well, it was the last one we did last night, so it's in my head, but Moonlight Mile is a masterpiece.
Can you a cappella the chorus? I'm going to put you on the spot here, Kat. Feel free to say no.
Jimmy, can you try for us?
Let's see.
I don't sing.
When the wind blows and the rain feels cold, with a head full of snow, with a head full of snow in the window, there's a face you know. Don't the nights pass slow? Don't the nights pass slow?
Yeah. Wow. Very nice. That's beautiful.
That's
a
cappella.
It's a little raggedy today.
I owe you a couple beers for that, Kat.
Kat, Loving Cup will be performing the Rolling Stones album Exile on Main Street on May 13th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Tell us about this show. It's rescheduled 50th anniversary?
Yeah, 50th anniversary was last year. We didn't quite make it before the end of the year. We had a COVID cancellation. But that is a beautiful album, and I will fully confess that I was only familiar with about half of it. And Joey Zarda, our amazing guitarist, he is a savant when it comes to Stones music. Mm. He knows all those tunes and was just dying to do them. And so we did Sticky Fingers for the 50th anniversary, also at the High Noon. And then when this one came around, you know, he was basically like, that's a deal breaker if we don't do that 50th. So we started working on it, and it's really been a wonderful project to explore. There's some like very stripped down blues tunes in that one, and then there's whole gospel choirs. So we'll bring some extra singers on to make sure that we fill out the choir. And you know, it's an album that is definitely worthy of bringing back. And you know, I know people haven't seen these songs live, because the Stones probably don't even do these songs live anymore, many of them. So we did Casino Boogie last night. That's a real fun one.
Nice. Well, check that out. May 13th, High Noon Saloon. Let's talk art. When and how did you become a painter? And why now?
Well, I think that not only was I always a painter, but that a lot of us are and have unexpressed art talents that are just don't have an opportunity in our day-to-day lives to
Jimmy
come out.
Does finger paints.
Jimmy does finger paints. There's a lot of great finger painting out there. and Jimmy does dog art, right?
Yeah,
performance art.
I appreciate. I'm a performer of walking a dog and giving belly rubs. Yes.
Well, so am I, and my doggies inspire me all the time for painting and photographs. I photograph my dogs like as a halftime job, for no money. But anyway, here's what happened. The pandemic came. Did anyone remember that?
Yes.
And so what did I do? I was the arts editor at Isthmus, and I was performing in a band that brought thousands of people together for potentially super spreader events. So everything that I did needed to not happen for a while.
I hear you.
And so I went out into my backyard of this beautiful little house that Robbie Grether helped us buy.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny little house. It's our empty nest. And this house is on like a stone's throw from the railroad tracks and the beautiful little Starkweather Creek that suffers from PFAS pollution.
Oh yeah.
So right down there, there's this combination of kind of dead trees in front of this lush jungly area. And then there's the Starkweather. There's like turkeys that nest in those trees. There's coyotes that run around there. There's owls. And there's this little bend in the creek, like it's got ice on it. It's got reflections. It has like a lifetime of paintings.
Yeah.
Just that one bend in the river. And so I've probably done 50 paintings of that one bend in the river. You know,
I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I just keep coming back to it. And anytime, and this happens often, where I feel really unmoored and uncertain about what I'm doing as a painter, I just come back and say, okay, time to paint the Starkweather. Just paint the Starkweather again and get recentered. So, so if you come to see the show on Thursday, I hope you do. It's a great place. I'm really honored to show my stuff there. You'll see some Starkweather paintings. And then also just, I look at the sky, I look at the trees, I look at this beautiful world around us that is in lots of peril, and I feel better about it somehow, just being able to put paint to canvas and spend a moment with myself. It doesn't involve any collaboration. I don't have to have any conversation with anyone except my inner self to put it down there. And so I just keep painting as much as I can.
That's awesome. It's like the reverse of being on stage, but it's still the same energy almost, you know, with the painting, the inspirations you get to what to paint versus being on stage and getting that large roar.
It actually is a really kinesthetic thing for me. I move around, you know, I set up an easel and I'm, you know, I put on the radio, I dance around.
Max Inc. Radio, of course, right?
I put on Max Inc. Radio and I put on War. I like to hear something real going on and then move to it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is so true. Now, your artwork will be on display at the Weichert Late Point Open House and Art Show. What are you presenting at the gallery on February 23rd?
Well, there'll be Starkweather paintings. There will, I'm actually still deciding, because what I have in my house is an absurd amount of paintings. I know they have a big wall, but not big enough for all of these. So I need to make some decisions. But basically, I want to try to create some sort of cohesive statement about our backyards, basically, so that, you know, it will focus on, it'll go further than my backyard, but it's gonna focus on that. And I have some brand new ones. Even if you've seen my work before, you haven't seen these. So excited to have a night painting, for example.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm gonna take over a whole room with Maximum Ink Art.
Awesome.
And I'm going to have almost every issue of Maximum Ink from the very beginning, 25 years, and you'll be able to like look through it and find old articles and ads, and it's just full of memories.
Oh, that's so great.
It's going to be so cool.
We're going to have a lot of fun at this art show. It's going on at 2045 Atwood Avenue at Weikert Lake Point. Down there on the east side. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
Refreshments, some munchies. And you can talk to us, hang out with me and Kat. And Rob and Emily.
More information is, of course, on the Weikert Lake Point Realtors website, weichert-lakepoint.com.
It's the place to be.
Kat, you're awesome. Thank you for everything you do, supporting local music, being awesome.
I love the local. Thanks for what you do, guys. Keep on playing it.
Can we bust out some disco right now?
Yeah.
A little original VO5 dance originality on Max Inc. Radio.
All right.
Show me your dancer.
Max Inc. Radio, We Are Local Music from 2015. Dance Originality from VO5. Thanks to Kat for stopping in tonight. Really appreciate it. Coming up, we got Fall to Rise coming up shortly after 8 o'clock. They're doing a sound check at 8 o'clock, so might be pushed back a little bit. Paul Flipowitz live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Right now is Rain Stern, I'm Not Them. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We Are Local Music.
Even if it tears me down, which way the wind blows from here. Time and again, you pushed me to the ledge, but I've held on in hope. And now I wonder why I've stayed so strong seeing it now. Well, I don't know. With what I know now, oh yeah, would I do it again if I could just hit rewind? Oh, go ahead and ask again this time. I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even though you've thought that it was a genuine kiss. Well,
local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the